Okay, it's Marilyn for Event Watch. I'm at the Rotary Village Fair. I'm in the pavilion, I almost call it that because it's set up beautifully, for the youth art competition. With me is Jackie Atio. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Hi, nice to meet you.
Jackie, I wonder, how long have you been involved with this art competition?
Well, our Rotary Club started the art competition about six years ago. And really, ultimately, it's to showcase student work in the area, but also to attract families to our village fair. And so the art exhibition has grown. It started with about 40 entries, and we have over 100 here today.
That is just brilliant. Mm. It is. Mm. And I probably should have called it an exhibition rather than a competition.
Well, we used to call it an art show, and then it became an art exhibition because it is truly done in a really professional way. We've got three different age groups, 5 to 9, 10 to 14, and 15 to 18. So people walking through can see how the students' skills increase over time.
Yes. Mm. Are there any that you have noticed that might have been in a younger age group and are still submitting work in
yes.
an older age group?
Yes, I have. There are several people that have been submitting, and they do sometimes win a prize again. And luckily, I'm not judging. We have judges from the Gawler Art Society, so we're very well supported. We also yes. borrow their frames and covers. Our Rotary Club has had a project where we've recovered with new Hessian and Velcro and made uh-huh. that process a whole lot easier for them. They've used them at the Gawler show as well. So, yeah, we're really sort of working hand in hand with them. And so they're the experts. I'm really glad I don't have to judge. It's too hard.
And you do it through the schools?
Yes. So what I do a few months out is contact all the schools, mail and phone, and then follow up with teachers who have submitted over years, and they are happy to work with that. And we really do need the support of teachers in the area. So we go as far south as John Hartley School at Smithfield Plains mm-hmm. and Power Hills West Primary School. We have some yeah. work here, and of course we have the local yes. Gawler and Districts College, Xavier and Trinity
yes.
At all the campuses. So we've got a lot of local schools as well as a little bit away from Gawler.
In the older section, I was really taken by some collage work that had been done, making extremely likable representations of Donald Trump and Marilyn Monroe.
They were stunning. They're stunning, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And there was another one who was somebody I don't know, but I'm sure he looked exactly like that.
And it's strange. It's like an oil painting. The further you step back, the more alike it is, or more like the person it is.
I found it hard to believe that you could actually make a recognisable face by tearing up bits of paper and putting them.
Yeah, they are so creative, and that's individual and creative artwork has seemed to attract the judge's eye, I think. We have also some digital work, some photography. So we're thinking next year we might do a separate section for mm-hmm. digital and photography work. Yes.
Well, that would be something to look forward to.
I can't get any bigger than this, though, so I'm going to have to limit something, and I'd hate to limit anybody.
So there's some that would just have to miss out, perhaps. Mm. Or they might choose to do that instead of a free drawing.
Yes. So,
well, anybody, it's probably a bit late by the time this goes up to tell them to come on in, but it certainly is worthwhile.
Yes, and keep an eye out on the Gawler Rotary Club, or Rotary Club of Gawler website. We have a bit of a flyer there in around September next year, ready for November.
Terrific. Mm. Thank you so much
for
talking with us.
Yes, thank you.